If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
The price of some big things here in Quebec going up this month. And there's a good chance that you probably purchase at least two out of three of them, I would say, every month. These are the things that are getting more expensive, specifically here in Quebec this month. First of all, Hydro-Quebec rates going up all over the province.
Okay.
Obviously, they're going up by a little less than 1%. So for the average home, that's about $13 a year. There were a lot of protesters out yesterday saying, you know, so many people already can't afford their hydro bills. You can't keep doing this, basically.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you get every month. It's an essential,
of
right?
Of course. You know, this is, we were talking earlier about how passionate people are in Quebec, you know, mm-hmm. and how they'll stand up. You know, when tuition prices were rising, even though tuition is the cheapest, among the cheapest in the country, they're mm-hmm. standing up and saying that's still not good enough for us, right? This isn't right. And I just so admire that about this province. I do. And it's kind of the same thing with Hydro Quebec. Because, I mean, I've lived in Ontario, I've lived in Nova Scotia, and I've seen power bills that will make you want to bawl your eyes out.
I mean, it's clear these hydro companies obviously take advantage and make a huge profit off the citizens.
Exactly.
And it's in Ontario. I mean,
yeah, it's still cheaper in Quebec than it is in a lot of provinces. But I'm like, that still doesn't make it okay. We pay a lot more income tax, you know?
Exactly.
So, like, go out there and, you know, $13 a year for a lot of people obviously doesn't seem like the end of the world. But if every year they sort of, like, slowly hike things up a little bit.
Becomes 26.
Exactly.
Becomes 39 all
and
of a
they
sudden.
Won't just allow you to throw a solar panel on your roof either, right? Like, there are all a whole bunch of hoops and jumps to go through, right?
So I'm going to have to return my solar panel on Amazon now. Damn it. All right, less importantly, for most, but not for Sam, if you drink beer, you're going to see the prices go up this month also.
Now
people are protesting
now. I'm ticked. Come on.
So we're talking between 2 and 2.3% depending on the alcohol concentration of the beer. Is this something you're going to notice in your sort of in your beer budget?
I do monthly allowances, and yes, this will impact it. I guess I'll have to switch to vodka or something. I don't know. I have to find an alternative.
And we mentioned this last month. Parking tickets in Montreal are soon going to cost a lot more. So City Council is going to be voting on this on the 15th, but it sounds like it is going to go through. And they're not going up slightly, not like Hydro. Parking in a prohibited area is soon going to be $78. That's a 26% increase. And get this, be careful where you park, because parking illegally in reserved lanes is going to more than double to $302 from $150.
Wow. I think this is going to backfire. This is going to end up costing the government more money because more people are going to protest their tickets or not agree and showing up in court, and the province is going to have to incur more court fees, and, you know, I just see it backfiring. I just don't see it happening.
So I lived in Toronto, and the thing in Toronto, parking tickets are way less in Toronto. They're only $30, so they're much cheaper. But the problem with Toronto is so many people didn't pay their parking tickets that there was a massive backlog.
Right.
And the government actually couldn't keep up with all the parking tickets. They'd have people that had unpaid tickets for 12, 13, 14, 15 years that they eventually just had to say, all right, you know what? Forget it.
Dismiss them.
I know from experience that doesn't happen here because you can't renew your license. Well, you because I've done it. You can't renew your license. You can't drive anymore if you don't pay your tickets. So I've been
okay,
there.
Okay, so you suggest not doing that.
Don't
so pay
do
your
that.
Ticket.
No,
right.
It doesn't just go away in Quebec. They will find you, and you will not have a driver's license unless you pay all your back tickets.
Okay, fair enough. Good to know.
Again, when you do your monthly budgeting, you know, you have your beer budget, have your parking ticket budget.
Oh, that's brutal.
You need it.
Just double it now,
exactly,
right?
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So a teacher was fired for something that became public that was meant for her boyfriend's eyes only. And should she have lost her job? We want you to text us this morning at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, and this is a middle school teacher from Long Island. She was fired just last week when an old selfie that she had sent to her now ex-boyfriend somehow surfaced. A student in her school managed to get a hold of this selfie, and she happened to be topless in the photo. It was a photo, like I said, she was sending to her ex-boyfriend. And they have no idea how the student got a hold of it. That's like a whole other story, basically.
Yeah, that's weird.
But she lost her job because of it. She has now filed a $3 million lawsuit. And she said, you know what? What kind of role model am I to roll over and hide? She's going to show her face and show that something happened to her that wasn't her fault and that she didn't want. And she's going to fight for what she believes is rightfully hers, which is either her job back or compensation.
Good for her. I don't think she should have been fired. I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's sad and it's dangerous that she was fired. I mean, I'm going to put a blanket statement on this. We've all got kind of skeletons in the closet out there. We've all got, you know, things on our phone that maybe we don't want people to see or whatnot. And it's
what do you have on your phone?
Well, like I said, I'm just going to move on from what I said. Things that I'm not going to share.
They're
openly
in the closet for a reason.
But now this, now her past is coming back to bite her. And she, you know, there's got to be some sort of privacy involved in this. She sent it to an ex of hers. And he has obviously, you know, put that photo out there to someone, and now the photo has surfaced, and she had no idea. I mean, how could she possibly know that something taken years ago would come back to bite her like this? I just think it's so unfair, and it's such a dangerous path that we're going down here.
I see your point for sure. I just think of like the day-to-day things, and I'm like, now the students have seen this, right? Like mm-hmm. they've seen the photo. They can't, you can't undo that.
Yeah, it's a really tough situation, and the poor girl should not... Give me a second here.
Okay.
I sort of agree with you, Andy. I do. And it's unfortunate that she got caught. But the thing is, this is why you don't take these types of pictures.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, especially in this line of work. And I'm glad that she's making an example now and she's sticking up for herself and she's showing to her students that you can fight the system and you can fight back, and maybe she does deserve compensation. But as a school board, you can't take the risk now. I mean, how can you be in front of a class knowing that all your students have seen this photo and are privy to it? You lose a sense of professionalism, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, too. I just, it always just takes me back to just how our culture is and the obsession and the way we sexualize naked bodies so much compared to other cultures. I would hope we would evolve, and like one day it's not like the most offensive thing in the world to see. Look, if a photo of me like that were out there, I'd be embarrassed, too, because that's how we are brought up here, you know?
And these are primary students as well. Let's not forget. I mean, these are kids.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I just think of like certain cultures where it just would not even be a thing. You know, they'd be like, "Oh, look, she has boobs. Everybody has boobs. Can we all go
on
with our life?"
But it's not the same culture. We're not, you know, we're not as desensitized as other countries are. So
I get that. But like to Andy's point, saying like she shouldn't be fired. Like as a teacher, don't you have to hold yourself to certain standards compared to other jobs?
But what if she took this picture before she was a teacher, for example? Right? Then how could she have possibly known if she was 21 and she wasn't a teacher yet? All of a sudden, what she did when she wasn't a teacher is going to affect her, and I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I know. It's something a lot of people are going to have to deal with, though, you know, because a lot of people are making these mistakes now.
Tip of the iceberg,
exactly.
Indeed,
all right, what do you think? Should this teacher have lost her job? You can send us a text at 92925.
This one says, no, she should not have lost her job. Like you guys said, the picture was taken before she became a teacher, and I bet you the most of the people that had to decide whether or not to fire her maybe had similar pictures as well.
And on the other side, this text from Emily said she should have lost her job, but perhaps this is a good place to be in the middle of the world. However, you have a responsibility to make sure you have a squeaky clean social media photo set. It's the thing. This isn't social media. This was a private picture sent to her boyfriend.
Okay, so Christina, you're a teacher. Do you think she should have been fired?
Absolutely.
Really?
Wow.
Sorry, I was just going to say, as a teacher, we get judged by what we do at work, by the parents are always looking at us, the students are reporting back to the principal and their parents, and you have to be really careful your social footprint. And I know she could have been younger when she sent this photo, but it's just you're in the public eye. It's kind of like you're a figure that people make judgment on, and if the school loses confidence in you, then it's really easy to replace you.
But shouldn't what we do in our own private lives, there's nothing that we all do things that are in our own private life. Maybe you went to a bar and you had a couple too many to drink and you had to take an Uber home. I mean, shouldn't what we do in our own private lives be judged by for that?
I agree that it's super tough, but it's what you sign up for. And if you have too many to drink and you look over and see your underage student next to you saying hi to you, it's something you have to deal with. And it's the reality that a lot of teachers have to deal with.
There are definitely certain jobs that have what may seem like unfair repercussions. And our jobs are those jobs, too.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. We're not. You can't go out and do whatever you want or your boss is going to say, what are you doing?
We can't?
No, you can't. You can't.
I try, but it's
I'm sure it's the same thing for you guys, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
People know who you are. And as a teacher in a community, I moved out of my community a little bit further just to get a little bit more privacy. But you have to watch out. You can't go shopping at Fairview without expecting to see a parent, an old student, anybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking with us, Christina. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. And Florence, what do you think? Should this teacher have lost her job?
No, definitely not. I mean, I was a very responsible teenager. I never did anything wrong. Like, I never did drugs, never skipped class, or barely ever. And I was with the same guy for 5 years. And I sent him nudes once in a while. I mean, it happened. And I'm not ashamed of it. We were together for a long time. And I don't think I should lose my job now if anything ever happens. And I mean, you won't find more committed and dedicated to her job than me. And yeah. I'm a teacher too.
Yeah, you could be the best teacher in the country, and what you did as a 20-year-old is going to hinder your job as teaching students. I think that's totally unfair. I agree with you.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, even when I was doing my bachelor's, I was very careful of what I was doing in and out of school. I knew early on that I wanted to be a teacher and what it meant.
Do you see how it could be a bad reflection on the school, though?
No. If she was young, I was a teenager. I was in a committed relationship. It's not like I was going around and sending nudes to people and I thought, when I was 25, this is going to come back.
Absolutely. A lot of people are saying, what about the ex who obviously shared these photos?
Yeah.
He should be fired. Can I get an
I
amen?
Agree.
Can
I get an amen? What a sleazy thing to do.
And the student who shared it, too.
Yeah.
Detention.
I think it's more about the parents than the ex than the teacher.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, Florence. It was nice having you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, too. We're getting so many texts. We can't even go through them all at 92925. I'd say if you guys agree, like probably 90% of people said she should not have been fired.
Yeah.
I think a little more open-minded maybe here in
Montreal. A lot of strong opinions, that's for sure.
Very strong opinions. This text said, here in Quebec, teachers are being fired for wearing too much clothing, like headscarves. That's a whole other story. You're not
Don't
wrong
have
about
time.
That. A lot of texts as well saying they're just boobs. Like, everybody settle down.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
We were just talking about West Island's most wanted criminal, and they are finally behind bars.
Yes.
So this was literally that's the sound that the bars made when they closed them behind him. So he was caught red-handed. He was called the Porch Pirate. So I guess what he was doing was he was stealing people's Amazon boxes and packages. I guess when people get them delivered, if you own a home, if you're not home, the delivery person will set them aside just at the front door for anybody to steal. I've always wondered why people do this, because it sounds like UPS has a thing where you can actually request, if you're not home, that there's a spot where you can take them, a post office or something like that, when they'll leave a note saying, you have your packages here, you have to go to this address to pick it up.
Right.
So he was caught in his car. He gave the police a fake ID. I don't know why people do this.
So stupid.
Because the police are obviously going to check your ID.
They can scan it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But apparently in a recent survey, 1 in 4 people have fallen victim to porch theft, which I can't believe there's that many people that still leave packages on the door. I would never do it. UPS does offer tips for theft prevention, saying the customers can leave special instructions like we talked about. Police have also increased their efforts by using bait packages to track thieves, which I think, exactly. So there's something in the package. Police can monitor it.
You know, people leave packages out in my building all the time, whether it's leaning against somebody's door, if they can actually make their way into the building, or it's just out in the front near where all the mailboxes are. But I actually, it's kind of heartwarming. I know this seems weird, but when you think about the fact that more people don't steal, like, it's kind of impressive that people are doing this all the time, and that generally 99% of people are walking by and leaving your stuff as is. Like, it kind of makes me feel a little bit better about humanity that it's so rare to see this happening.
With all the surveillance out there, though, why would you risk it? Why would you even think about it? I mean, as tempting as it is, and believe me, I've thought about it. I think like the
you
next person.
You thought about it?
Well, yeah, you see a package, you're like, I wonder what's in it. Like, what if it's something really cool that I want that I didn't think
Seriously?
Of?
Seriously?
Well, you think about it. These are thoughts that go through your mind, but I would never actually act on
your
it.
Your mind. You should say those are thoughts that go through my mind.
I can't say I've ever thought about stealing someone else's mail.
It's like the forbidden fruit.
I do definitely see packages, and then I go to look at the name, and like, I'm like, oh, it's not mine. Like, excited as if I just got a gift.
There are cameras everywhere. I mean, we see people, like, footage of things, like random things of people, like, not even in front of your house. Like, your cameras in front of your house can catch things that happen across the street. So really, I mean, there are eyes everywhere. I don't know why anyone in the right mind.
You're breaking my heart. You're saying that most people don't steal because they'd get caught, not because they're just good people.
Newsflash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on. I think so.
You think so? I don't. I don't think. I think stealing is one of the worst crimes there possibly is. Obviously.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I trust me. I know I get murder is a terrible thing and all that sort of stuff.
I can think of a few.
No, but stealing somebody else's property is such a low form of humanity. Like, if you have something on the table here, Sam, and you leave it here, walking away, and I take it from you, how dare I? I think theft is just such a pathetic crime. I don't know. It's
compared
one of those.
To what crime, though? Can you name another crime that's better?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, I know. There's like things like murder and stuff like that. But
murder.
No, but
violence, assault.
No, but I mean, like, let's say vandalism, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I just have this thing about theft that it just bugs me so much.
Vandalism is almost like theft, right? Because you're defacing somebody's property. It's not that much different, right?
I know. I mean, like, let's say you paint on the wall of a building or something like that. I know it's a terrible thing, but when you steal somebody's property, something that could mean a lot to somebody, I don't know. It just bugs me.
You know, this guy who got caught in the West Island, he knows a lot about crimes because not only is he a thief, he was caught with drugs for drug possession and breach of parole as well.
Yeah, so. he had meth on him. Lots of meth.
Andy, I'm curious to know how your wife Kelly felt.
What, when I stole her heart?
You got it!
Too easy! Too easy!
I set him up and knocked him down.
That wasn't great.
I'm sorry. I tried to be more subtle.
Just so everybody knows, that was not rehearsed whatsoever.
I'm glad.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.